Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about Winter Weather Awareness Day.
What dangers can winter weather cause in or around your home?
So one of the first things that you should do to prepare for winter weather is get your furnace checked out, make sure that it's working and clean and it's not going to do anything wonky once you really need it. Just the other day, there was a carbon monoxide leak or problem in a church in the Waterloo area. So they had 15 people that were sent to the emergency room just this weekend. So get a carbon monoxide detector. They're not expensive. You can get ones that are joint with your smoke detector, and you can make them talk to the other detectors. There's all kinds of fancy stuff you can do with them. But they're a great thing to have, especially if you use gas in any way in your home. Space heaters, if you use a space heater, you should use an electric one with an automatic shutoff. Keep everything 3 feet away from curtains and anything that could potentially catch fire. On that note, make sure your smoke detectors are working and have a fire extinguisher, because winter is one of the worst times for house fires, mostly because of space heaters that short out or have some kind of fault. There's always the risk if it gets too cold, if we lose power, going without power for a number of days, or hopefully not any more than a few days, but you want to make sure you have your 72-hour emergency kit just like for the rest of the year with food, water, medications. You want to make sure you have extra blankets, winter coats, sleeping bags, so that if you do lose heat, you have ways to keep yourself warm. If you have a wood-burning fireplace, make sure you get it serviced, cleaned out before you would use it. And if you have a place, keep some extra wood inside the house so that you're not having to go in and out if you don't have power. That just lets more cold air into the house.
For carbon monoxide detectors, how often should those be checked, I wonder, annually or?
I think it's usually, they recommend twice a year. So when you just moved your clocks back last weekend, you should have checked the batteries in your smoke detector, checked your carbon monoxide detector, changed batteries if you need to, and just push that test button and hear that annoying sound.
And then for those who are driving, what should drivers be wary of as we head into the winter months?
Well, first of all, just mentally prepare yourself. It's getting colder and you can't drive the same way in the winter when it's snowy and there's freezing rain as you do the rest of the year. So just take a minute and slow down. You want to winterize your car. I don't know exactly what all that means because I'm not a mechanic, but, you know, check fluids and check your tires. You don't want to have bald tires in the winter when you need that extra traction and grip. If you're driving a long ways or even a short distance, don't let your fuel tank get lower than half a tank. If your car is going to sit for a while, the gas line will freeze if the level of fuel is too low. Some things to keep in your car: you should always have an emergency kit that would have food, water, boots, extra clothes. My big recommendation is extra socks, because if you get wet socks, you're always miserable. So those are the most important, in my opinion, the most important thing to have. And then, of course, jumper cables. Another thing to keep in your car in your emergency kit is kitty litter. You can spread it under your tires if you're having trouble getting traction, like when you're parked somewhere, if you, God forbid, slide off the road. It's something for the tires to hold on to and grab so that you can actually move.
What do you think are the most important things you should do if you are stuck on the side of the road?
One of the things is if you shut off your car when you can, because especially if you've got low fuel, you don't know how long you're going to be sitting there. I know my brother got stuck on the interstate in Wyoming last year for like 12 hours. So you're going to run out of gas if you idle the whole time. So if you can, turn it off and turn it back on when it gets to a point that it's too cold that you need to have the heat back on. Don't ever, ever, ever light a fire in your car. One of the best things you can do is, if you have to, light a fire outside the car and put some stones, some big rocks in that fire, and then carefully, with some sort of protection, bring one of those stones into the car, and that will provide warmth for a number of hours.
Any sort of advice for if you are driving and you see someone who is on the side of the road, you know, once we are getting into that winter weather, what would be the best advice for those who might want to help those who are stuck?
the best thing you can do is take note of where they are and get to a safe place and call 911. If you stop on the side of the road, if that person slid, there's a good chance another car will slide, and you don't want to be sitting in your car and get hit or out of your car and have one, two, or any multiple cars coming at you because they all hit that same spot of ice. Yeah. So just get to a safe place and then call 911. And having worked as a dispatcher very briefly, know where you are. Know what highway you're on, what direction you're heading, and pay attention to the mile markers or landmarks. It's incredibly helpful because, yes, you do have GPS, and yes, it comes up on their screen when you call, but it's not perfect, and the more accurate description you can give, the better.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.